KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And just after 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 30 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 42 with winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Flood warning still exists for a majority of the KJAN listening area until just after 10 a.m. today. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In local news, a spokesperson for the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund reports the fund answered the call of the Nishida Valley Family YMCA again this year by donating $1,000 to their annual Partnership with Youth campaign. Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said the foundation continues to feel strongly about the importance of the YMCA in our community. The YMCA offers a safe environment for our youth, along with offering several programs to keep our youth active throughout the year. Betty says the YMCA also offers scholarships to help community members, young and old, so they can enjoy the facilities. And no amount of donation is too small. She says if you're able to help, call the YMCA at 243-3934 to donate. Now, all of the funds donated by the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund are raised at the annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. The 11th annual golf tournament will be held Saturday, August 10th at the Nishida Hills Golf Club. You can contact Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696 if you'd like to golf, sponsor a team, or sponsor a hole. All funds raised are donated to things that were important to Trevor, and Petty says they look forward to another successful year in helping out our community. With your help, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The March session of Healthy You will be held next Thursday, March 21st at the Cass County Health System at the Cass County Hospital. The program, Colon Cancer, Myths and Misconceptions, will be presented by Dr. Chad McCants. Dr. McCants began his practice at Southwest Iowa Surgery in 2008. He provides general surgery, thoracic surgery, and critical care procedures, and is board certified and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. Healthy You will be offered at noon Thursday, March 21st. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2 at the hospital. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but your reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. You're asked to call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop last night in Adams County resulted in 2 arrests. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's deputies conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle for failing to display license plates, and upon further investigation, a passenger in the vehicle provided a false name to deputies. That individual was Alex Jordan Pfeifel of Rockport, Missouri. Deputies determined that Pfeifel had a warrant for parole violation in Missouri. During the investigation, the canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. Pfeifel was placed under arrest for providing false identification information. Another passenger of the vehicle, Courtney Bartles of Hamburg, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and providing false identification information. Deputies located numerous marijuana pipes, a marijuana grinder, and used hypodermic needles concealed on Bartles. Police in Red Oak report 4 arrests took place on Thursday. At around 9:20 p.m., 31-year-old Bradley Brent Perdue of Red Oak was arrested for driving while revoked and failure to have SR-22 insurance. His bond was set at $1,000. At around 7:50 p.m., 25-year-old Joshua Parker of Red Oak was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. His bond was set at $300. 38-year-old Christopher Lawrence of Red Oak was arrested Thursday afternoon for violation of a no-contact and protective order. His bond was also set at $300. And 65-year-old Neil Barnhart of Red Oak was arrested around 4 p.m. Thursday for unauthorized use of a credit card with a value under $1,000. Police say Barnhart used the victim's credit card at several places to obtain money for himself. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. A district court judge in Council Bluffs Thursday sentenced a Fremont County man to 6.5 years in prison for drug distribution charges. 50-year-old John Tracy Miller received his sentence for possession with the intent to distribute meth. Miller was sentenced to 78 months in prison to be followed by a term of supervised release for 4 years. In August of 2018, Miller was a passenger in a vehicle stopped by a Fremont County deputy for speeding and a broken headlight. In a search subsequent to the stop, 59.2 grams of methamphetamine was located in Miller's pocket. The case was investigated by the Fremont County Sheriff's Department, Omaha Police, and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Red Oak Police report to the arrest on Thursday of 36-year-old George Allen Alfred Westbrook of Villisca. Westbrook was taken into custody just after noon on Thursday in Red Oak for driving under suspension. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a little more than $566 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people had been injured during a three-vehicle collision that occurred Tuesday evening. Authorities say at around 5:10 p.m., a Hyundai driven by 44-year-old Veronica Pinkerton of Omaha was stopped at the red light at Highway 34 eastbound and 188th Street. A 2012 Chevy driven by 63-year-old Philip Mather of Pacific Junction was behind her. A 2001 Ford driven by 41-year-old Corrine Gray of Glenwood was traveling eastbound and approaching the intersection. Authorities say due to the fog, Gray was unable to see the stopped vehicles ahead of her. Her Ford rear-ended the Chevy, which in turn rear-ended the Hyundai. Philip Mather was transported by Glenwood Rescue to a hospital in Council Bluffs. Gray was transported by her spouse to the Bellevue Medical Center. She was also cited for failure to stop at an assured clear distance. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 42-year-old Jeffrey Wade Bartles of rural College Springs was arrested Wednesday at his residence. Bartles was taken into custody on a Page County warrant for theft stemming from an investigation conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office. Bartles was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And two people who were being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail were served with warrants Wednesday for additional offenses. Authorities said 25-year-old Tyler Jordan Myers of Council Bluffs, who was being held for interference with official acts and two counts of eluding, was presented with a warrant for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury, first offense. And 22-year-old Allison K. Frank of Council Bluffs, who was being held on felony theft and burglary charges in addition to other theft and burglary charges, was presented with a warrant charging her with three counts of credit card fraud, each instance under $1,000. Her total bond was set at $10,500. Well, Iowa motorists should beware that big puddle on the roadside may be hiding a massive pothole that could cost you dearly. You're driving along, minding your own business, and suddenly, wham! Jonna Warner, who manages an auto repair shop in central Iowa, says she's getting a half a dozen customers daily who have hit potholes. She says, we're replacing wheels, so it's ruining wheels, blowing tires out, misaligning the vehicle, and a lot of damage can occur. And those repairs aren't cheap either. Replacing a wheel and tire combination, she says, can run $500 to $600 on some of the newer cars. And if there's suspension damage, like to shocks, struts, or tie rods, the bill can quickly bounce into the $1,000 range. Sometimes, she says, you see the pothole coming, but you're pinned into a lane. If you could slow down quickly and safely, you might just be able to roll over it.
I've seen people do that, and I've had to do that myself, or try to get over a little bit more so you're not hitting it directly on. There's some that are in lanes where if you swerve to miss it, you're going into the other lane if there's a car there. So it's definitely a dangerous situation.
You'll know if you've done some damage if, after hitting a hole, the steering wheel feels wobbly or off-center. You might hear a rattle or the whole car may be shaky. Warner, who runs Freedom Tire in Des Moines, says to watch out for those stealth potholes as well.
Be careful. And if it's a pool of water on the road, typically there's a hole underneath of it. So a lot of people will hit them, not seeing them because they're filled with water.
She says some clients have tried forwarding their pothole repair bill to the city for reimbursement, but none have had any success. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.